Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Welcome back to the show. The new measures of control implemented by Israeli forces in Jerusalem's old city, particularly Al-Aqsa, after a gun battle between three Palestinians and two Druze policemen, will only lead to more attacks and escalations in violence, say analysts. Online is Tubur Nu Sonmez, a political analyst based in Turkey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Disappointing about this whole scenario, I would say, has been the silence of most political leaders, though in your defense, at least Turkey has spoken out about the situation in Al-Aqsa.
It's always a priority issue for Turkish people and also for the Turkish government, the Aqsa and the fight for freedom of our Palestinian brothers. And now our president is on a tour of Gulf countries, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Qatar. He finished the visit to these three countries, and it was a priority issue also, the crisis in the region, and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict as well. What we have seen in the recent 10 days, that the escalation started in on 14th, of July, and it's been continuing till now. Three Palestinians were killed, and 10 of them are wounded while they were protesting for their legitimate rights and for the protection of Al-Aqsa. Our president made an announcement that Haram Sharif is the honor and dignity of the entire Islamic world, not only for Palestinians, it's a sacred place for 1.7 billion Muslims. So as Muslim countries, Muslim leaders, we have the responsibility to raise our voice and support the Palestinians suffering there. And he's also now the OIC summit term president. He also spoke not only for on behalf of Turkey, as on behalf of OIC summit, he called Israel to act in line with rule of law and basic human values. And he emphasized that Turkey will continue to support the Palestinian cause, their cause for freedom and justice.
Okay, it's all and well. Lots of rhetoric. Is the Turkish president going to get some concrete measures out of the Gulf states? Is Turkey going to do something concrete in terms of making life easier for the people in Jerusalem trying to get into Al-Aqsa?
Turkey is a one country, cannot do something sudden and concrete in one visit. It has to be in collective decision of all countries. So Turkey is trying to bring this issue as much as possible for the agenda of Muslim states. And it's not only a Muslim problem, actually. It is a human rights issue. It is against universal values, because what Israel is claiming is against international law, against international agreements, and whoever has the conscience, whether Muslim or not. They are giving their support and showing solidarity for freedom of Palestinian citizens for their dignified lives, because it's this 10 days is okay, a real crisis is going on there, but this crisis is going on for 10 years, not 10 days only. I have been to Gaza, I have been to West Bank, and I saw their life is miserable. The conditions are not humane. They don't have access to electricity, clean water, and the gas, and the health care. Nothing is provided, especially for the people living in Gaza. And I think okay, the international support is important, but the Palestinian leaders themselves should bring a united stand also against them. After this Al-Aqsa crisis, both Palestinian Authority, Fatah, Abbas, and the Hamas side showed their willingness to become united. I hope this can keep going to a tangible place. If they come united, if they are united, it will be easier for international community and Muslim countries to support them as well. Because for the term being, they are also fighting against each other and fighting against Israeli forces. So it's making our job also harder. In order to show our solidarity.
Right. Also, yeah.
Yeah.
The other question that comes up, and this is the biggest worry of anybody who has been observing the situation for any length of time, and that is that the measures of control implemented, particularly the metal detectors, etc., in Al-Aqsa, are just going to lead to an escalation in violence. If they carry on, that surely the Israelis need to be told in no uncertain terms by the world community that they have to back down, because it's not going to solve the problems, the current course of action that they're taking, reactionary course of action they're taking right now.
Exactly. All those, let's say, security measurements are against human rights and against the legal rights of Israel as well, because they justify the action by saying that in many holy places there are some security measures and electronic gates and metal detectors. This is the justification of Israelis. However, I think that is a clear provocation of Palestinian citizens, because I mean they are living actually in, they are settled in stolen Palestinian land. The land does not belong to them also, and they have been routinely killing Palestinian citizens. So all those things are making life so hard for Palestinian people, and if they want to have another intifada, that will be a reason for another intifada. And there will be lots of causalities, lots of killing of innocent people, and mostly the Palestinian people would be affected from that. I think we should read the situation in line with the regional situation. There is a Qatar crisis there between Saudi, Kuwait, Qatar, and again Israel is there. But I think it's a good timing for Israel to destabilize or to gain some political interest out of this conflict situation, trying to misuse, Israel is trying to misuse this conflict situation in the region. We should read the timing of the crisis in line with the Qatari crisis as well, I think. But overall, all those provocations and extremist acts of Israeli state is delegitimizing Israel, because on the eye of international community, these are crimes. These are crimes of humanity. And if you look at the human rights organizations' reports, we could openly see the violations of Israeli state there. They are turning into a terror state. So if they don't want to delegitimize themselves more, they should stop what they have been doing, these electronic gates, security, cameras and metal detectors. They're all unnecessary and provocative actions of Israel.
Tuba Nur Somnez, political analyst based in Turkey. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.